Welcome to the morning devotion for March 11, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and we're looking today at the fact that Satan never gives up. It's one of the sad facts about high school. We see the trouble caused by the teen who wants a certain person as a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but who does not get his or her way. Now, fortunately, most unrealized heartthrob hopes for teens eventually dissolve into renewed hopes for relationship with others. That's how it should be during the journey through the emotional minefield of adolescence. Sometimes, though, a rejected teen listens to darker inner voices and turns to vindictive sabotage rather than to a redirected search for a healthy relationship. And so the shunned teen thinks, if I can't have a relationship with him or her, then I'm going to make it to where nobody will want a relationship with him or her. And so the lies and the gossip begin. The mission has now become winning the battle for self-acceptance rather than to win the heart of the now enemy. It's a terrible thing that I witnessed in high school. Perhaps you did too. Where is Satan in this process? Oh, he's there, all right. He's lurking in the shadows of the teen's soul, providing a hidden yet flowing fountain of poison, filling and refilling the troubled teen squirt bottle of slime. Satan knows very well what it's like to desperately want something, to fail, and then to focus on destroying the one who did not give him what he wanted. That's why he's so willing to assist those lured into his trap of doing the same on a person-to-person level. So why am I writing about this today? I want to remind you and myself of how Satan never gives up in his effort to multiply his malice into the lives of mankind. His primary purpose, as he sees it, is to destroy everything that is important to the one who kept him from getting what he wanted. And so this banished, corrupted worship leader thinks, if I can't be the boss of heaven, then I'm going to make it to where nobody will believe it exists, or they'll not be willing to stand up to me until they get there. And so the fountain of lies and gossip and countless cues for sinning flow from him into the hearts of man as if it were Niagara Falls. My heart was wounded this morning while reading from Mark 15. In verses 30 and 32 and 36, the enemies of Christ repeated their veiled desire for Jesus to forfeit his place as a crucified Messiah. Come down from the cross and save yourself, they said in verse 30. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe, they scorned in verse 32. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, it was said in verse 36. Satan knew that he could never have the authority and intimacy with God that Jesus did. And so he pushed hard through the hinted lies of people to lure Jesus into destroying his own plan and perfection. If Satan couldn't have it, then he would do everything he could to make sure nobody could have it. Luke 23 contains three other torpedoes against man's salvation in the form of taunting pleas from Jesus haters that he should give himself up, that he should save himself by coming down from the cross. I thank God that Jesus didn't listen to those who were listening to Satan. I have the hope of eternal life because I trust Jesus rather than Satan. Yes, I have to be on my guard against the lure of sometimes easier paths faced by those who don't stand up for decency, dignity, godliness, and Christ-based faith. It's so easy to put down the cross we're to carry and to save ourselves from earthly hassles. Remember, though, who'll be smiling if we do? It won't be Jesus, that's for sure. Please don't let Satan have his way in your life. The more he hassles you because you've rejected him, the more value your faith will have in the eyes of the Lord who conquered him. As always, I love you, Martin.